Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholder in His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth again on WJCV Radio. Now, last week we ended with this statement talking about the carnal mind, but before, just a quick thought. If you missed last week, it would be good to get a copy and listen to it before you cut your teeth into what we will be sharing today. Now, we said the carnal mind cannot get that deep in understanding or receive the things of God. Neither can the carnal mind know them. Paul said it this way in Romans 8, 7 through 9. Because the carnal mind, is enmity. Enmity there means hatred and hostility against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So then that they are in the flesh cannot please God. Wow. But ye are not in the flesh, that's God's desire, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of God, then that means they must have the spirit of Satan or man, he is not of his. Paul tells us that the carnal mind is against God. Add to this the many scriptures that tell us that the flesh that will war against the Spirit, and then you get the picture. Jesus gave the only solution. Now listen, the only solution, and that is the new birth. Wow. He said, unless you are born from above, you cannot see the kingdom of God, which is far different, my friend, than the kingdom of heaven. Now, I'm not so sure Jesus was as concerned as most Christians are today about going to the kingdom of heaven. Jesus was more concerned about the kingdom of God. In Mark 1:14, we read, now after John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of heaven. My friend, the kingdom of heaven is a location. It is a place. The kingdom of heaven is just that. It's heaven, where the kingdom of God is not, repeat, not a location or not a place, but a mindset. It is a way to live. It is a spiritual way of living. Paul tells us what this kingdom of God is in Romans 14 and 17. Now open up your spirit here and your mind. Paul writes, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not things of this physical realm, but it is righteousness. Wow. Peace. Yeah. And joy in the Holy Ghost. Jesus' message was not, I'm taking you all to heaven. Oh no. He came preaching the kingdom of God. And in God's kingdom, we must be righteous. We must be at peace and have joy, not happiness, which is just a means to be blessed, as we always hear, but it's all of this in the Holy Ghost. You know, unless we enter the kingdom of God, I'm afraid many will not make it into the kingdom of heaven. You know, it would seem that very few of us believe that the carnal mind cannot see the truth, indeed cannot really know Jesus Christ. Wow. Probably this is because we do not know the difference between the carnal mind and the mind of Christ. And that is because we do not really know Christ. Every one of our problems, every problem of ours goes back to not knowing Christ. Let me say that again. Every one of our problems in our life goes back to not knowing Christ. But that being said, why can't the earthly man comprehend Jesus Christ? Well, it is because the earthly man is earthly. Man, unless Christ dwells in them, all and everything about them is earthly. And Christ and everything and all about him is heavenly. The earthly man, the entire being of man, is utterly tied to and geared to this earthly realm. We were born of it. And as I said, Jesus Christ is the good tree, is not earthly. Even while on earth for 33 years, Jesus did not, he was not of this earth. Jesus kept telling the disciples, I am from above and you are from below. You know, I wonder what the disciples thought when Jesus told them this truth. And in John 8:23, when Jesus was revealing himself to the Pharisees and to the disciples as the light of the world, he then told them that he was going away and they could not come at this time. And why? Well, Jesus gave them the answer in John 8:23. Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, and I am not of this world. So true, all who are of the earthly are not of the world. Jesus then tells them, if they believe not that I am he, then they shall die in their sins. You know, God created man out of the earthly to have dominion over the earthly. And yet, none of this would work unless man joined to God spiritually. Now, think about it, my friend. When Adam sinned, his oneness with God was severed. What was left was only the earthly. When God created Adam, God created and he breathed the breath of lives, that's plural, into Adam, and he became a living soul. The breath to fuel his physical body and the breath of life to fuel his spiritual life and to have communion with God. And because Adam forfeited this dominion, he became a slave, not to the heavenly, but to the earthly. When we read passages in the Bible and the scriptures that tell us that the natural mind cannot see or understand the things of God, it ought to begin to suggest to us that Christianity is unlike what most of us have accepted. You know, the longer I go in God, the less I seem to know. Let me say that again. The longer I go in God, the less I seem to know. Even Karen often tells me she wonders at times as if she's even saved. Well, I have nothing to say there because at times what I thought I knew, you know, what I believed, what I would have died for, now maybe I don't believe it then. I guess this is the lifting us up out of the earthly realm of thinking and putting on the mind of Christ. At times when God opens up our earthly mind to see into he who is eternal, we come to know what Paul thought when he said in 1 Corinthians 2:16, for hath known the mind of Christ, who hath known the mind of Christ, that he might instruct him. Wow, that's a question. But we have the mind of Christ. More next week as we finish up looking at the good tree. As we will talk about next week, we will talk about freedom. And remember, freedom in God is not the freedom that we think of in the church today. I'm free and I can go and do and say what I want to. No, the only freedom we have in God is to be yoked with Christ. And that's the only freedom. Freedom in God comes out of our limitations and our restrictions. As we limit ourselves to the Word of God, as we restrict ourselves to what God tells us, as we restrict ourselves to what the Word of God says, then we'll be able to move and we'll be able to be free. And out of that restriction will come, a greater usefulness and fulfillment in our lives. Amen. Restriction is the fulfillment and purpose of God for our life. It's not freedom to do what we want. Even a horse is only useful as he is restricted to that saddle and he learns to accept that saddle there. Amen. Well, God bless, and we just hope that you guys have a wonderful week and that you're enjoying the good tree, because it is a critical teaching that is rarely heard in the church. And I just can't believe, and I can understand why God wants me to share these deeper thoughts, is because as I travel around, I see nothing of God that's deep, and I hear nothing, and I see nothing in most churches that I go to. You know, we go to a prison three times a month, and I'll be honest, I see more and I feel more of a spiritual hunger behind the wire at Craven Prison than I do in most churches that I go to. And that's because those prisoners are serious and they really want to know something about God. So God bless. We love you. And tune in next week for more of the good tree. Amen.